Today is Thursday, February 2nd, 2017. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam. Welcome to the Geeky Gay Show. This is a personal journal podcast where I talk about whatever comes to my mind. And you guys listen in and, I don't know, learn a little bit about me. I'm not sure. I was thinking, oh my God, Audacity is doing something weird. And I thought, oh no, I'm not seeing it record real time. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to stop it. Like, there must be problems with the memory on my computer or something like that. I got freaked out for a minute and thought I was going to have to start it over again. So it's really cold in my studio. It's like super cold. Oh, and by the way, I'm streaming live over at pride48.com. It's 9:37 p.m. in the Eastern time, and I have no one in the chat room at the moment, but I didn't give anyone very much notice, and this is something that I've only done. This is the second time that I've done this, so I did have great support last week, but we'll see if anyone joins at some point during the recording. So we talked about the trip to Nashville, we talked about Christmas, and I wanted to get you guys completely caught up. So what I wanted to talk about in this episode is, well, a few things, but start out with kind of what I did over the week after Christmas. Mark was gone on a cruise and I was at home all by myself. And so, but we had been dieting together. And so I know everyone's probably tired of me mentioning diet and exercise and everything, but it's a big part of my life, so sorry. But we had been dieting and exercising together, and he's on this cruise, and he took a tablet with him and purchased internet access on the cruise so that he could continue to do P90X every day. So every day at a certain time, he would text message me and say, "Boyfie, I'm in the gym on the cruise ship and I've got my tablet and I'm doing, you know, whatever it was. I'm doing this or that." And it was really hard for me to make myself do anything. And the diet part was very hard as well. And, you know, he said he was doing it, but come on. He's on a cruise with all of his friends. They're, you know, going to beaches every day. They have buffet. They have all of this, you know, all of this stuff. And, I mean, I trust him, so I believe that he was doing it. But I kind of fell off the wagon, I don't know, a few times at least. There were a couple of days where I was like, oh, I'm just going to take a break today. There might have been a couple of trips to Whataburger. There might have been something like that. But I did get back on track when he got back because I continued to get in better shape and lose weight and all of that. So everything's fine. But while he was gone, I needed some projects to do. So I thought, you know, I really have wanted to do more home automation stuff. I really wanted to do more home automation stuff, having lights come off and on, you know, go off and on with the cell phone or using maybe Amazon Echo or something like that. So I got adventurous and I thought, okay, I'm going to buy. I had these Wemo plug-in things that you plug in and then you can plug a lamp into it or something like that. And then it's connected to the internet and you can automate it. So you can, there's an Amazon Echo skill for Wemo, so you can turn it off and on, but it's, you know, it's basically a one-to-one. So you plug it in and you can plug like one lamp into it. Or I guess you could get, I don't know, a surge protector or something, or not a surge protector, a power strip and plug more things into it. But that wasn't enough for me. So I had a few of those and I went ahead and plugged all of my extra ones in to various lamps around the house and did all that. But then, you know, and I was bored. I mean, you know, I'm coming home. Mark's on a cruise. I'm coming home from work. There's no one here. It's just me. My parents were out of town as well. And all of my friends are on the internet. So I didn't have, I didn't have anyone to go out with or anything like that. So I get home and I'm just puttering around the house. So I thought, okay, I really want to be able to turn off and on lights and fans and stuff like that in the rooms, not just lamps, but like the actual overhead lights. And I knew that Wemo made a switch that you actually wire into the wall. So I thought, okay, but most of my switches are dual switches and I only had one. I had purchased one like a year ago. So I did some research and found out I could buy another one and then I could get the special faceplate that holds two instead of just one. So I did that. And then I selected a room. I thought, okay, I'm going to do the studio because the studio has a dual switch. One switch is for the fan and one switch is for the light. And I'm going to go ahead. So I thought, you know, and if I mess it up, no one else goes in that room. It's just me. Mark doesn't really go in that room. So no big deal. So I got that and I pulled. So I, you know, I did everything that you're supposed to do. I went to the circuit breaker. I outside in the garage, I found the one that was labeled for this particular room, turned it off, came back, tested it out, you know, made sure. I had even purchased one of those voltage meters. So I like plugged the voltage meter into one of the outlets to make sure there was no electricity running. And then I proceeded to, after I made sure there was no electricity, I proceeded to unscrew the switch that was there. And I pull it out and there is like a rat's nest of cables inside this small little switch box. If anybody has ever done it, and I've not really done much wiring. And in my other house in Dallas, I wired like maybe two switches. So I'd had a little bit of experience, but not a lot. And I even, you know, and I pulled it out. And so I read the instructions, you know, I found all the wires that I was supposed to connect to each wire. I did research online and I got everything. And they had these wire nuts. So you didn't have to do any weird soldering or, I mean, not, I don't think you would solder, but I mean, it was pretty simple. You just, you know, put the two wires together, you turn on the wing nut, it tightens down. And then I had purchased some electrical tape as well. So I wrapped the electrical tape around to make sure that there's no way that any electricity is going to short anything or, you know, burn the wall or I don't know, whatever. So I got all that done, and that probably took me, I mean, for one switch, you know, I was being really thorough and making sure that I did everything as good as I possibly could do it. And I think one switch probably took me about, I want to say, an hour, something like that. So I'm ready to then put the switch, that's just getting it all wired up. And then, you know, I went out, turned the electricity back on, came back in, tested it out, made sure it was working, that nothing sparked or caught on fire or anything like that. And so then I was ready to put it back in the wall. Well, the problem was, I mean, there was the electrician who had originally wired this had left so much slack wire that with the additional, because the Wemo switches are a little bit deeper, a little bit more switch because they have, you know, basically little mini computers inside of them. So they're a little bit larger than your typical switch. So I'm trying to coil the wires up, stick them in there. You can't, it's very difficult to do this neatly. And so finally, I just end up like putting all my weight behind it and like ramming this, you know, switch plate against the wall and trying to screw it in as tight as I could. But it was bulging and it was doing all this stuff. And I thought, that can't be good. So at that point, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, what if I short circuit? You know, what if I break one of those wires or something by pushing so hard? And I got really nervous. So then I called. So I looked out. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to have an electrician come out here because I'm going to burn this condo down. I'm just going to burn it down. And Mark's going to come back and we're not going to have anywhere to live. And they're going to sue us because we're doing wiring here. So I found an electrician and I called them. But when I called them, she said, I gave her my address and it's a condo, but it's in the address, it's listed as apartment. So it's, you know, blah, 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 blah is the address and then apartment, whatever. And she says, oh, you live in a condo. She's like, so do you own it or are you renting it? And I said, I'm renting it. Well, I mean, I guess I could have lied, but I think they probably would have figured it out once they came out here. And she's like, oh, well, we have to get permission from the owner of the building to do any electrical work. And I hadn't run this by them. And I don't want to, the owner of this building lives overseas. He doesn't even live in this country. And I didn't want to have to explain that I'm trying to automate the condo and all this kind of crap. So I was just like, you know what? Let me try to get a hold of the owners and then I'll call you guys back. And knowing that I wasn't ever going to call them back. So then I thought, okay, I'm worried about this exploding because, or, you know, catching on fire because it's all wadded up in the wall. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull it back out and I'm going to snip the wires and make them shorter. So I ended up doing that. I pulled everything back out, spent probably another hour, you know, cutting the wires a little bit closer, stripping them again and doing all of that. So now at this point, I'm like, I could quit my job and become an electrician at this point. because I've done, you know, I've stripped wires. I've hooked them all up with, you know, wire nuts. I've done all of this, you know. So I get it all hooked up and it works and I'm like, woo, great. So then it worked and the switches hook into your internet, to your Wi-Fi. And then I proceeded to add this skill on the Amazon Echo. So now, and I'm not on video, but now if I say, you know, Echo, turn off the studio lights will go off or turn on or, you know, whatever. So I proceeded. So I was like, my first project automating and I did it. So then I proceeded to buy two more switches and I did it in the master bedroom. And I got that all hooked in. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to buy one of those. I've always wanted a Nest thermostat. And that also, you can also automate that. You can get an app on your phone and you can also, there's an Echo skill for that. So you can control it via voice. So I bought that at Best Buy, came home. I mean, at this point, I'm like Mr. Handyman. I've like, you know, I'm just like wiring things. There was only one problem with the Nest thermostat. The wiring I wasn't quite sure on, but luckily my brother is an AC guy or HVAC guy, and he does that for a living. He owns his own business doing heating and air. So I called him and he told me what I needed to do. So I got that done. Then I thought, oh, we've always wanted to be able to automate the TV off and on. So then I bought one of those Harmony hubs. If you've heard of the Logitech Harmony remotes that will like control anything in your house, well, now they sell a little hub. It's not a remote, but it does the same thing as the remote, but you can get an app for your phone or you can hook other things into it via the internet, basically. So I got one of those, programmed that. Now we can turn the TV off and on by saying, Echo, turn off the TV. I will say that part of it is a little bit hokey. I mean, not hokey. That's a bad. It's not consistently good. Sometimes the TV comes back on or weird shit. So I haven't quite figured that one out. So I did that. And then I think I mentioned it on the show. My dad had built a table back when I was younger. And I hated the way it looked. It looked so country. I really hated the way it looked. And so I had decided, but my brother had had it for all these years and he decided he didn't want it anymore. So he had brought it up here and it was sitting in my garage. So I decided to make it look a little bit more modern. I was going to, and I don't know what my style is, but it's not super modern, but it's not like fixer upper country. If that means anything to anyone. So it's somewhere in between. It's kind of a masculine. I do like clean lines, but I like a little bit more. I don't know. I'm not sure. I need to figure out what my style is at some point. But anyway, but it was such a process. So also every day I would come home, sand a little bit, and then I would do a coat of stain and then let that dry. And the next day I would come in and do another coat of stain. And then the next day I would come in and do another coat of stain. And oh my gosh, I think they're like, and I went into two different stain types. I had to do, so I started with like a penetrating stain. This is probably the most boring episode ever. I've explained to you guys in detail how to automate a home. And now I'm explaining how I stained a table. But anyway, this is what I did. So regardless. So I did all of these coats. I did a penetrating stain. Big Fatty would like that, penetrating. Penetrating, what would he say? He would say something like, what does he say when he says something dirty? I don't know. I don't remember. But it was a penetrating stain. But I couldn't get it dark enough. I wanted as close to black as possible without covering up the grain. I didn't want to paint it because I didn't want to cover up the grain. So then I read online that if you use a gel stain, that will get things darker. So then I bought a gel stain and did like three more coats with that. Then you have to cover that with a varnish or a polyurethane. Next on this old house. So I did all of that. So basically, that's all I did. I cheated on my diet. I didn't work out as much as I should. I automated the house and I stained a table. It's beautiful. I posted a picture of it on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook, you can go over there and scroll back a couple of weeks and you'll see a picture of it. And in fact, my parents were out of town so much over Christmas, and I wanted to have a holiday dinner with them and exchange presents with them and Mark and, you know, and have a nice dinner and everything, which we didn't get to do that until this last Sunday. And I left all the Christmas decorations up because I wanted to have all those up. Anyway, so I did that. And it took me, I still wasn't finished when Mark got back. I wasn't completely finished. But a few days after he got back, I finished and got everything done. And then it was the most difficult thing to get in because it's a large table. And it's bigger than the opening of the door. I mean, it's wider. So we had to tilt it weird and put it on like this dolly and like roll it in. And then it's a super heavy table. But it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. So now I have a semi-automated home, only two rooms. And I also have a beautiful dining table now that's larger. It'll hold probably eight people, but we have chairs for six. Oh, and we had purchased chairs too, and I put those together. Well, okay, guys, I know this was boring. I told you I'd automate a house and how to stain a table, but that's what I did. For more information, you can go over to geekygay.com. You can call me on the phone line that I stole from Dubious Intent, which is 229-234-7587. Don't forget, I am doing the Death Phone contest. You can find a lot more GLBT and GLBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.